Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Very happy today because the news did play that hour, which means the obituaries should resume playing next hour. I figured out what the problem in the system was, and now we are all fixed. So I hope you heard the news, and you should hear the updated obituary report at 10 minutes after 10 this morning, next hour. And at noon, and at 4 today. 740-383-9944. Having an interesting discussion here this morning about the White Lily Chapel in Ashley, Ohio, about the food they have over there, the nature of the church. We still don't have the denomination. Does anybody know the denomination of that church over in Ashley? 740-383-9944. Now, also, we've been talking about the flea market out on Lynn, Hampshire. Apparently, they have the Isley chipped ham, which has a different taste than any other chipped ham you would buy. I guess I've never had Isley chipped ham. I don't know what would be the difference between an Isley's chipped ham or regular chipped ham. Also talking this morning about hypnotists and psychics. I think that's how we got on the White Lily Church. Now, are there any psychics left in Marion, or are there any hypnotists in Marion? I really do think all the psychics were run out of here at one point. There used to be psychics who had offices. I know there was one on Center Street for a long, long time, but I don't know what happened. I don't know. See, I'm not really sure what a psychic business would be considered. I'm not sure what that would fall under. So I think that was always a problem. But does anybody know, have you ever been to a psychic? Have you ever been to a psychic? Do you know any psychics here in Marion? Have you ever been to a hypnotist? As I said in hour number one, hypnotists were very popular. I'm going to say they were at their height of popularity maybe 15, 20 years ago, where they would hold big clinics. They would come to a town and they would hold these big clinics, and they would try to get you to quit smoking, and they would try to get you to lose weight. And I even remember at one point there was a place, and I want to say it was a church, but I don't know if it was or not, but where they would give you things that look kind of like earrings that you would put in your ears, and they were supposed to help you quit smoking and lose weight. And does anybody remember that fad? I don't know who did that, and I don't know what that was. And then there was something with crystals and just a lot of stuff like that. You know, a lot of this is down in that area, or used to be, between Marion and Columbus. There was an area there, Ashley would fall in it, Delaware would fall in it, where all this healing and psychic and ability and all this was really housed. How could we forget the Reverend Leroy Jenkins? You know, he was a guest on my show many, many times, and I met him once. We did a show in person one time. I did go to one of his revivals that he was having down in Columbus. Been a few years ago now. But he invited me, so I went. And I saw that. I saw what he did. But they ran him right out of Ohio. Reverend Leroy Jenkins. He was an interesting figure in the history of Ohio. He ended up in Arizona. But he's gone now. He's since passed away. But I did many interviews with him over the years, and I found him, if nothing else, interesting. I mean, this is a man who went to prison, who was accused of a lot of things in his life. Accused of arson, at one point. I think that's how he ended up in prison. He was accused of poisoning holy water, putting something in holy water that made people sick. He was accused of stealing an older lady's lottery ticket, marrying her so he could get the lottery ticket. But you know what? I'll say this. People believed in him. People believe that he could heal you. They really did. And I think that's why the state considered him such a problem, because people believed him. Does anybody remember? Does anybody go back when Reverend Jenkins used to come to Marion, and he would go to the Coliseum? He didn't play the Palace. You know, the Palace had 1,400 seats. He went to the Coliseum, where there are 5,000 seats. And Reverend Jenkins used to fill the Marion Coliseum with people who wanted to be healed, or people who just came to see the show, because he did put on a show in a way. He had sparkly coats, and he had that dark black hair, which, you know, I don't want to say. I'm pretty sure it was a toupee. I saw it up close. He was just an interesting man. Had this tan, and he was a tanned guy. Does any of this sound familiar? I don't know. Does anybody have any remembrances of the Reverend Jenkins? He was a big deal here in Ohio for so many years, just right up the road in Delaware. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the Reverend Leroy Jenkins? Gosh, he was such a big presence in Ohio and in this area. Filled the Coliseum, 5,000 seats. And people, you know, there were people who swore that he healed them and that he healed their kids and all kinds of that stuff. He was just... And I remember when he would come on, people loved to hear him. People loved to hear him talk. He was entertaining. I certainly will give him that. He was an entertaining guy. But does anybody have any remembrances of the Reverend Leroy Jenkins? I don't think we've ever talked about that on this show. But I don't think anybody ever had the popularity in Ohio that he did. He was something else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, a lot of this also falls into the category... oh, good. Maybe this is something on Reverend Jenkins. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, got that. Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, yes.
I'm from a small town in the southern part of Ohio, and people that had a son, I think probably 30s, maybe 40s, that had seizures, and I think they were kind of bad. They took him up there, and I don't know what he did, because I think I was in school, junior high or high school, and as far as I know, they said he never had seizures after that. That's the only thing I know about him, and I remember that because, and stuff, so...
You know, people,
so that's the only thing I could say on that.
Well, no, people did believe in him. You know, the times I interviewed him, and one time was in person, people did, they really had a belief of him. It was interesting to see.
Yeah, because this man, I guess you would say, did not work. And they said after they took him up there that he did not have the seizures. And I think they were kind of bad, too. They weren't just like mild seizures. So that's the only thing I know about him. I don't know anything else really about him except some of the trouble he got in. I know a little teeny bit about that, but I remember when I was in school that they had taken their son up there, and he apparently didn't have the seizures. Whether he had them, you know, later or not, I don't know, but they said he didn't have them, so.
Now, did you ever get anybody to shovel you out?
My son-in-law did, but I'd like to have a couple numbers on hand. You know, if I do need somebody to shovel, because used to they'd come down the street and ask, but they don't anymore.
I know it's strange. That so let people know where they can call and what you need done.
Well, right now I don't need anything, but I thought if two or three people called in and they left their number, I'd write them down, and then I would have them.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, if anybody is interested in shoveling people's yards, which certainly some people are probably snowed in after the few inches we had last night, just give me a call here and we'll put your number
up. It's hard for the male people, and I'm almost 80. I don't get out there and shovel. So, you know, unless you know somebody, it's, you know, it's hard because it's so deep. I don't know. It is really deep. So I thought on Tradio they used to leave numbers. You know, people, they had no people that shoveled and everything. So I thought if a few people called in, I'd write their numbers down and have them for the next snow.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if anybody calls in, hopefully they'll give their number and we can go from there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, there's a question, and that's what we use the airwaves here for. If anybody out there does shoveling and would like to leave their number on the air for our caller there or anybody else, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's always something people need, and we have had a lot of snow in the last week, so it's certainly something that might be in demand right now. Now, I also, we're taking stories on the Reverend Leroy Jenkin, but there you go. Somebody took their kid to the Reverend, and they thought that the Reverend healed that kid. Now, again, you know, I don't know. I interviewed the Reverend, and I did go to one of his revivals, and it was interesting. That's what I'll say. I don't want to pass judgment on what he did, because to be honest, if you believe he healed your kid or you, then, you know, that's the way it goes. And if you believe he didn't, well, that's the way it goes too. I had nothing to be healed at the time, so I did not participate in that, but certainly other people did. And there is a belief that he was able to do that. But does anybody have any memories of him? As I say, when he came to Marion, they would pack the Coliseum. 5,000 people would come to see him. And he had these revivals that were massive. Just massive. An interesting character in the history of Ohio. Certainly nobody like him around today. 740-383-9944. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a movie that was done on his life. And I don't remember what the movie was called, but I believe they did film parts of that here in Marion. Now, does anybody remember that? The movie about the life of Reverend Leroy Jenkins that was filmed here in Marion? I can't even remember who was in the movie. I would guess this probably happened 25, 30 years ago. But, and I'm not even sure where they filmed. I don't know what locations they were using or what the idea was behind it. But part of that was filmed here. The movie on the Reverend Leroy Jenkins. Or if anybody has shoveling services they would like to put out there, give their phone number. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, also in the category of all this area we're in this morning, of hypnotism, psychics, Reverend Jenkins, the White Lily Chapel, all of these things, I think ghosts would fall into this too. Now, I don't know about ghosts. I have just always been very skeptical of this. Now, I think one of the reasons that I'm skeptical of this is because I've never seen one. And I would think that by this point in life that I might have seen a ghost. Now, does anybody have any ghost experiences that they would like to share? Because it's very, very interesting to learn these type of things. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9944. Do you have any ghost stories? Now, we hear these stories quite a bit. They're passed down from generation to generation. And I really don't have any ghost stories to tell because I've never seen any. So you're going to have to help me out here if you have any ghost stories that maybe it's not even something you've encountered. Maybe it's something your father or your mother or your grandfather or your grandmother or your aunt or your uncle has encountered. Because to be honest with you, I don't have any ghost stories. But some people might. Hit me up here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Ghosts, reverends, hypnotists, the whole bit. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that flea market up on Lynn Hampshire Road, it's open, the flea market, on Fridays, 12 to 5. Then Saturday and Sunday, it's 9 to 5. And like I called you last week, you need to go up there, say, tomorrow. And you can go through the cheese place. You can go through the front, or you can pull around to the back. But if you go through the front, you can look at the cheeses and the meats and stuff and still walk all the way through and go to the back. And like I told you, they've got CDs. They probably got 1,000 CDs up there. And all kind of tools and buckets and just about anything you want, chainsaws and hammers, and there's a coin shop up there even. A guy buys coins or dollar bills, and he praises things for you, Ken, you know, how much he'll give you for something. But it's pretty interesting.
Now, what would you say the record collection is like?
Oh, it's a lot of CDs. If you've got some time to go through them and look at them, there's a lot of them, you know. I like CDs. Like I said, I had records before, big ones, but I like these CDs. It just seems like they're so clear. They play so good. And I like what they walk around. You'd be surprised. Say you need a few tools for your car. Well, you can buy them cheap. And if you leave them in your vehicle, somebody happened to steal them, you wouldn't be out too much money. You know, just certain things you need. You might need a lug wrench. Or a small jack. They got all that up there. So I put some of that stuff in my truck. I've never had nobody break into it or anything, but if they do, they're not getting too much because I bought it right. But it's interesting. You would enjoy that place. I know Friday wouldn't be a good day for you because you got the show on Friday night, but I'd say Saturday, you know, that would be a good time for you to go up and look around, look at this. All the cheese is up there. Don's got probably the best price on cheese in Marion. I go up there and buy $30 at a time cheese when I go. And if you call in, they'll give you 10% off. If you call on the phone and order your cheese, what you need, they'll have it ready for you.
So they have like Colby cheese?
Oh, they probably got 100 different kinds of cheese. 100.
Really?
They got Kobe, they got Swiss, they got baby Swiss, they got jalapeno, they got habanero, you name it, they got it.
Now, what, like a pound, how much would you say the price is?
I'd say like $5 in that range. It's the best price, believe me, and it's good cheese. It's good. I buy a lot of hot pepper cheese up there, and it's got some kick to it because I like stuff hot.
Well, it sounds good, because I like to take what I used to like to do is I would get Colby cheese and I would get chipped ham, and then I would take the chipped ham and I would put it inside the Colby cheese and kind of wrap it up, kind of like a little wrap.
Yeah, they got mozzarella, they got all that, and they got a lot of pickled eggs, all that stuff up there. You just have to go in there and take a look. You could spend the whole day up there, probably. You'd be interesting looking at everything.
So it's a lot of stuff still in there. See, I wonder why that's not as publicized as it used to be.
He does. He on this book that they put out once a month. It's I forget what they call it. It's about businesses around Marion. They advertise in it. The guy that owns that up there, his name's Don Perrin. He's been around Marion for years, and he's got good cheese and good meat. Everything he's got. They got cookies. They got pies. They make them up there. They got chips. They got ice cream. And like I said, pickled eggs, if you want that. Beef jerky, all that stuff.
Now, I heard they're also selling pizzas out of there.
Yeah, they got a pizza thing up there on weekend. Guy does that, too.
Huh.
But the food market, I go back there, I can just go back there and look at everything. You know, they got clocks, horseshoes, oil cans. You know, it's just like a giant flea market.
Now, are they reasonably priced in the flea market?
Yeah.
Because I was at maybe an antique shop over the weekend, and I could not believe some of the prices people were asking for stuff.
No, they're reasonable up there. Them guys are reasonable, and if you think something's too high, just mention another price to them. See what they say. They're good guys. They really are.
So
I like them people.
So you say they're open 10 to 6?
9 to 5.
Oh, 9 to 5.
On Saturday and Sunday. Fridays are open from noon to 5 on the flea market. Don's open, the cheese place, I think 9 every day to 5. You know, so the flea market's not open the whole week like the cheese place is.
Right.
So Saturday would be your good day to go up there. You get a lot of stories out of there once you went through there and looked.
Well, I'm going to try to get there tomorrow because, so it's 9 to 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, because bad weather and stuff, there's not too much you can do, and it's interesting. They've got knives, they've got guns, they've got, you could just name about anything and they'll have it, you know.
Well,
it's interesting.
I'm definitely going to have to go check this out.
Check it out. They'll give you a bunch of stories. And you talk about Jenkins.
Oh, yes.
You know, he got in trouble later on in life because he married a couple older women. They had money.
Oh, yeah.
He was a con man.
But
I knew a guy who used to go get holy water for him. Lived down the street. It wasn't holy water, but they call it holy water.
But you know... Well, I'll tell you, the thing about him that always amazed me, every time I interviewed him, and one time I did interview him in person, and I went to his revival because he asked me to come to it, was, you know, people did believe in him. And it was a unique thing because I don't know what he had that, because you would, like you just said, you would look at people and you would say, how can you think that is holy water? But they did. They did. They believed in him 100%. And like the lady who called in earlier on, who had the friend who thought that he healed her child. People believed in him.
Well, you know, you've got to get your mind right. If you get an illness in you, to help yourself, because if you go the other way, you're not helping yourself. So sometimes when you get something, you want to believe in somebody that can really help you. You know, if you're hurting bad, you go to the doctor, you want him to do something to help you. And you got to believe, you know, you got to have that positive mind. And in today's world, there ain't too many positive people out here. There's a lot of negatives out here, you know. They're always crying, give me, give me, give me. Well, you know, you can't wait till you're 60 or 70 to try to get something in life. You've got to do it ahead of time, you know. Just like on these meals for these kids, okay, for breakfast and dinner. These school children, and then they give them backpacks for weekends, so they've got something to eat, okay? Isn't this something, this country, we have to do that. The people have these children, and you can't feed them yourself, and now we've got to open up the immigrants, let them all come over. Who's going to feed all them people? We can't feed our kids, people that have these children in this country. And we're not feeding them. Now we're going to feed all these immigrants when they come over. And here's what I think. The ones that vote for Biden ought to put the signs in their yard so when the immigrants get here, each one can take 50 of them on and take care of them. you know?
Well, I'll tell you.
If you can't take care of your own kids, something's wrong.
Well, you know the interesting thing about immigration, which I have said for years, if you really, because they do come here for jobs. They don't come and live with other people. They don't come and live on the street. That you never see if the immigrants wanted to live on the street, they would stay in their areas that are warm. They wouldn't come to a cold climate. But they come for the work. And what I don't understand is why anybody would be angry at the immigrant. Because the truth is, if there was nobody hiring them, they wouldn't come. So who's doing the hiring? The hiring's done by these big business Americans. How many corporate people who darn well know they're hiring cheap labor and they're not paying taxes on them, how many of those corporate people have ever been charged with anything? Nothing.
Nothing. No.
So why do we blame this immigrant that's coming in here illegally who doesn't have 2 cents to rub together when the guy who runs the corporation, this great American corporation, is taking advantage of them, paying them less than they would pay an American, and they don't get charged with anything? I mean, it was the dirty secret here in Marion for how long? There was a plant here. I won't say the name. But we all knew, everybody in Marion knew, they were hiring illegal immigrants at a large number. And they were paying them less, so much that when Fair Park School was here, Fair Park School had to hire a bilingual teacher because they had so many kids going there who were from another country and spoke a different language. Now, why was the owner of that plant never charged with anything?
No, I know. You know, I'm not against the immigrants. Don't get me wrong. If you come over and do it right, I'm for you. I'm not against nobody, no races, nothing. It's a shame that we got so many Americans that can't eat. You see it on TV at night, or these guys and these young girls have children, and you can't give them breakfast and dinner. I'll tell you what. I would never have children, but I wasn't going to take care of them. I wouldn't let somebody else take care of them. I'll take care of my own 3 kids, which I did. But it's a shame how this is working out. We can't feed the whole world when we can't take care of our own and get these people educated. You know, I see these young people. I see them at the grocery stores. You've seen them. They go in there and they got a food stamp card. I seen one the other day. At $400 worth of groceries in two carts. They had a card. And the guy in front of me was with this young woman. He just turned around and looked at me and smiled. You know, he wasn't working. It wasn't his money. And it just infiltrates me. I'm not against you being down and out now and then. But to live on it, yes. It's wrong.
It's an interesting thing because one of the other problems, and nobody ever talks about this, but one of the problems is that the reason the United States really doesn't do anything about illegal immigration is because they do rent apartments. They do pay rent. They do buy gasoline. They do make car payments. They do these things. And if we would run them all out of here, people who were not here legally, there would be houses empty, which means those landlords would not be getting rent anymore. There would be not as many cars sold because the population would go down. Not as many people buying gasoline because not as many people on the road. And all these big businesses that are hiring them would have to hire Americans, and Americans who have Social Security numbers, you got to pay federal tax, you got to pay Social Security tax, you got to pay Medicare tax, you got to pay, and Americans don't want to do that. You go to an American who owns a house that an illegal immigrant is paying them rent every month, well, they're not broke up over it. And neither is the big business owner who's hiring them. So, you know, I don't understand why, if you really want to deal with the immigration problem, you don't do it on the supply side, you do it on the demand. Because clearly there's a demand for them to be here, or they wouldn't be.
Well, I know there is. I understand that, yes. There's a lot of jobs. Americans won't do it. Most Americans today, or so-called Americans, most of them are lazy. And that's what they are. They get out of school and they want to live on the system. I know kids get out of school and they're on the system because they're bipolar. So they get a check from the government each month. I know lots of them that do that. That's not right. You know, they've never worked a day in their life, and they get on the system. They get on everything going on. And the older people worked all their lives, and then they end up with a Social Security check that's not too much. They have a hard time making it by themselves, but they don't get hardly nothing. That's a shame that we don't take care of our own first. I don't mind giving, but one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take care of my home first. And if I have anything left over, I don't mind giving stuff away. I don't mind, but I got to take care of my own first.
I've just always felt that it was very easy to blame the immigrants coming over, but we got to wonder. I mean, I wondered for years, because there is no way that the local police and local sheriffs, if I knew that this company had so many illegal immigrants hired, if the people who work there, because it was a big plant, knew that they had, how did the police not know?
They knew.
Right.
You know, it's like these company owners or CEOs, they make all this money, they make it. Like a ball player makes to hit a baseball, I get paid $40 million a year to play baseball or football. A football, I understand, because you've got a short-lived thing on that job, and you can get hurt real bad. You can get hurt in baseball, too. But to make $40 or $50 million a year, and you know what? I love to play sports and all that, but sometimes it sickens me the way they do. They can't get enough money to play basketball, to shoot the basket, you know. And this little common guy out here working his butt off for so much every day, he's got to put 40 hours in and do all kinds of things, you know. Now, I'm not against the immigrants. I'm not against them. It's just we've got to get this thing under control, and we're not doing it.
Well, I think it's true, but I just wish, I would love to see one big corporate CEO charged with hiring illegal immigrants.
Right.
Never seen it. But hey,
okay.
Thank you.
Now go up the flea market, Scott.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Opinions are always welcome here. It's an interesting topic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on calling in. It's an interesting discussion to have because, you know, we all have an opinion on it, and that's America. You're allowed to have an opinion. I'm just curious as to why we do certain things. I don't quite understand why we do some of the stuff we do. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I heard that last gentleman talking there. You know, we need more people like him because I've never understood any of this. And so, you know, I wish more people would call in their opinion, because I understand that Mr. President Biden, you know, is going to let so many 100,000 or something into our country or something, I heard. I'm not sure. I can't really talk about it, but something. I know when, you know, right before he was elected or sometime after, they were telling what his plans was going to be. And so we need more people, like the gentleman just called in, you know, discussing this. Because I think a lot of people do not know. I didn't know that there was a company here that hired all those immigrants. I mean, I did not know that. And I'm like the gentleman that just spoke ahead of me. If you can't afford a child, then, you know, they should have some type of something out here for these men and women to be operated on like they do cats and dogs. And, you know, because this has got to stop us feeding when we can't even feed our own, and then people going through the grocery store line. I see it at Walmart all the time. You know, $400 and $500 worth of groceries. And, you know, I got to go through there since I'm on Social Security and look for bargains and look for specials in order to survive.
So, you know, though, I'll say this. The thing about the food card, and again, this these problems all seem very, on the surface, easy to fix. But one of the problems, again, and I hate to say this, but one of the reasons the food card is in existence and the reason they don't pull it back is because when you go to Walmart or you go to a grocery store that accepts them or you go anywhere, the store, that big corporation, Walmart, does not get food card. Walmart gets money. And if Walmart gets money, the more money they get, the more employees they can hire, the more money they make, the more money they can pay the CEO. You know, every store has an option to put in the food card acceptance. You don't have to accept the food card if you're a corporation. The many stores don't accept it. Many drive-thrus don't accept it. But you can bet these big, big chains do because they're getting money. And if they didn't get, can you imagine if, you say you see the food card a lot. Can you imagine if all those food cards were taken away and all that money was taken away from those stores, how many employees they would have to lay off?
Oh, yes. Yes, I understand that. But again, like I said, I believe people should have to dig up their front yard, their backyard, all the way around the house, anywhere they can stick a plant. Because I don't believe in this, you should have to do something for that. Because like in Florida, now I don't know this to be 100% true, but I knew someone that lived there, and they said everybody that lives in Florida that gets that type of assistance, they got to put out 2 gardens a year, which there you can. You know, you start planting your spring garden like in February or March, and then you can put out another garden like in around late July, 1st of August. And, but here in Ohio and the different states, I'm not hearing anything, concerning that.
Well, I tell you, we shall see what happens, but I appreciate your opinion. Thanks for calling.
Well, and I wanted to also say about Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, go ahead.
I took my son there because he had an opening in his heart that's supposed to close by the time you're 3 days old, which it did not. And, of course, I did everything. And, of course, when he came to town, I went up to the Coliseum and, you know, got in those long lines, and it was very tiring. Because you had to walk and wait in line to get up there to see him and all that stuff. And, but no, my son died at 22. He's laying out here in the graveyard. I can prove it. So anything I call you about, I can prove it.
Wasn't it about 5,000 people? They packed that Coliseum.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't one vacant seat.
It
was just unreal.
Now, did you get up to see him when you were there?
Oh, yeah, we got in that line. Like I said, it was very tiring.
So
yes.
What was it like when, because I interviewed him 4 or 5 times. What was your impression when you got up? What did he do?
Well, he just went through this ritual, and, you know, some people got up and walked, you know, and stuff that had never walked before and stuff. But, I mean, how did you know that they weren't walking previously? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a big show, and, of course, I believed in him or I wouldn't have been there. And, but, yeah, he packed the place, and then, you know, later he started selling that holy water and all that stuff, and I don't know the whole story on him, but I know they run him out of Delaware, Ohio. They run him out down there. I don't know the whole story on it, but...
Now, for somebody who believed in him like you did, after that, what did you make of him?
Well, I just thought it was a fake.
Yeah.
You know, just a fake.
He was an interesting man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I just wanted to call in and let you know my side of the story.
Sorry about your son. Sorry to hear
about
that.
Yeah, well, hey, everybody has a life, whatever. That was my son's life. But at least I tried.
You did. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
You have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Well, there you go. Another story about the Reverend Leroy Jenkins. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Well, now we've moved on to immigration here and the food card. But, you know, the Reverend Jenkins, his stories still persist. He was just up the road in Delaware, so he had a great impact on people here. And as the last caller said, and as I remember, he would pack the Coliseum, 5,000 seats. People would come to get healed. It was an interesting time. I don't think that could go on today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got an opinion on anything we've said or talked about this morning, or anything you would like to add, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And we've talked about quite a bit, and we'll continue to talk about quite a bit here on this station. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, Leroy Jenkins was the biggest fake there ever was, and it took a lot of people a long time to realize it. And the country singer, Conway, he was his brother, and he disowned him because of his being a fake and everything. And a lot of people don't know that, but there was a story a long time ago that that's why he disowned him and changed his name to Conway. Twitty.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the story.
Yeah. And then on this corporate thing about these big corporations, if you remember, here a while back, they had a raid on that trailer park at New Bloomington where all them immigrants were living. They had no water, they had no heat. They were working for peanuts, and they had to pay the corporation, and I'll say this, the eggplant, and they worked out there for nothing, just to have a little bit of food, and they were living in poverty. And that was a few years ago, but a year or so ago, if you remember.
Oh yeah, I remember. It was an awful situation.
Yeah, they got them. They get suckered in just to have a place to live with nothing.
True. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Well, there's another opinion. Again, another story in regard to the Reverend Leroy Jenkins. As I say, big name in this area. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. That's how we all learn. Just by the phone calls. Go ahead, caller.
Todd, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I'm going to get off key there and talk about, you're talking about the paranormal and ghosts and
yes,
yin-yang like that. Several years back, I was working as a security guard at one of the local plants around here, and they had a basement. We used to have a lot of free time, so we'd explore these buildings. Well, one day, I was down in the basement there, this place, and this is where they did the dog food and the horses and stuff like that. And I'll tell you what, I got the most eerie smell. You could hear horses down there, and you'd hear them, you know, kind of whine and stuff down there. That was one scary, spooky place in the basement.
Well, you know, I've never seen a ghost myself, but boy, a lot of people report back with paranormal activity like that.
Well, it sure was. I mean, it got my attention real quick, and I kind of took the exit back upstairs and never went back down again.
Well, I appreciate the story. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. A lot of topics here. on this Friday morning, and this is good because we want to talk about a lot of things. We want to talk about the White Lily Chapel, ghost stories. We've dipped into the Reverend Leroy Jenkins today, memories of him. We've talked about immigration. We've talked about the food card. We've talked about quite a few things, and the phone line remains open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on anything, and remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We're coming up on the top of the hour here. We're going to take a break and come back probably with the Family Feud. So don't go anywhere.
To spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods. The nights grew dark and lonely. And at last all of their food ran out, except a piece of bologna. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, to keep us all from stung. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow...